Congregational Church here in Westfield. Whoever you are or wherever you are in life's journey, whether you wore red, whether you didn't, you're welcome here. We have some announcements this morning. First of all, our office is closed tomorrow on Memorial Day. The pastor still has to work, albeit the ceremony is in Southwick, but our office will be closed, the food truck's not coming, et cetera, and so on. So that's tomorrow. Dorothy has an announcement.
Good morning. We just got our date for Trail Magic. It's going to be July 14th, that's a Tuesday. Trail Magic is a ministry of the First Congregational Church in Sheffield, Mass. And they support the hikers on the Appalachian Trail. And this is an all-day event, pretty much. We leave here early in the morning and leave there, I think, at 3. So just so you know that, we usually have a group going together. And it's a lot of fun. If you're interested in joining us this year, I'm going to be taking names in Fellowship Hall after service. So please come and see me, and I can explain it in more detail if you want. Thanks.
Thank you, Dorothy. This could be the quickest announcement session ever. Because I don't have any other announcements. Are there any other announcements?
Pancakes.
I know. Oh, pancakes, that's right. Next Sunday, Southwick is coming here. And we're going to have pancakes. Greg Hamill has everything, almost everything under control. Did I send things to you, Gail? All right. Don't let me leave today until I send you that. All right? Because Family Ministries is going to work on some other things, and they'll let you know through emails what they might need. But we're going to provide juice. We're going to have pancakes and sausage. They're going to have gluten-free pancakes for those who need gluten-free. And it'll be wonderful. So everybody come. Make sure you come. Plan to stay next week for pancakes with the pastor. So I worked real hard on that. Can you tell me? All right. Yes, thanks, Bob, for that. Other than that, I don't think we have any other announcements. So let's take a deep breath in. And exhale. And let us worship God.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Please join me in the call to worship found printed in your worship guide. God has done great things for us.
We declare God's mighty works to all we have.
In a world where there is deceit and unkindness,
we declare God's mighty works to all we have.
We praise Him who has kept us safe and provided for us.
We worship the one.
Let us worship God together.
Come, Holy Spirit.
Please join me in our opening hymn, Gracious Spirit, Dwell With Me, in the blue hymnal number 277.
Thank you.
is found in your worship guide. Holy Spirit, power of God, come and fill us with your strength. May your Spirit touch each of us, gather us with our different gifts into one community. Give us eyes to see your work. May the winds of the Spirit blow away our fears and fill us with power. Open our hearts that we may welcome everyone. In the name of the risen Christ, we pray. Our Father,
who art in heaven,
hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever.
Reading is from the second chapter of the Acts of the Apostles. When the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place, and suddenly from heaven there came a sound, like the rush of a violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues as of fire appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages, as the Spirit gave them ability. Now there were devout Jews from every people under heaven living in Jerusalem. And at this sound the crowd gathered and was bewildered, because each one heard them speaking in the native language of each. Amazed and astonished, they asked, "Are not all these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear each of us in our native language? Parthians, Medes, Elamites, and residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt, and the parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabs. In our own languages we hear them speaking about God's deeds of power. All were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, 'What does this mean?' But others sneered and said, 'They are filled with new wine.' But Peter, standing with the 11, raised his voice and addressed them, 'Fellow Jews and all who live in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and listen to what I say. Indeed, these are not drunk as you suppose, for it is only 9 o'clock in the morning. No, this is what was spoken through the prophet Joel. In the last days it will be, God declares, that I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. And even upon my slaves, both men and women, in those days I will pour out my Spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show portents in the heaven above, and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and smoky mist. The sun shall be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the Lord's great and glorious day. Then everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved." Our God is still speaking.
Thanks be to God.
Please join me in a responsive reading from Psalm 104. O Lord, how manifold are your works.
In wisdom you have made the law. The earth is full of your creatures.
Yonder is the great and wide sea, with its living things too many to number, creatures both small and great.
There are the ships, and there is that which you have made.
All of them look to you to give them their food in due season.
You give it to them, they gather it, you open your hand, and
hide your face, and they are terrified. You take away their breath, and they die, and return to their dust.
You send forth your spirit, and they are created, and so you renew the face of the earth.
May your glory, O Lord, endure forever. May you rejoice in all your works. Sing to the Lord as long as I live. I will praise my God while I have my being.
May these words of mine please you. I will rejoice in the Lord.
I just have to say that Steve Pierce did not flinch once when I gave him that reading. Well done. Thank you, sir. Our next reading comes to us from Paul's first letter to the church in Corinth, the 12th chapter, where I will begin with the third verse. Therefore, I want you to understand that no one speaking by the Spirit of God ever says, "Let Jesus be cursed." And no one can say, "Jesus is Lord," except by the Holy Spirit. Now there are varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are varieties of service, but the same Lord. And there are varieties of activities, but it is the same God who activates all of them in everyone. To each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. To one is given through the Spirit the utterance of wisdom, and to another the utterance of knowledge, according to the same Spirit, and to another faith by the same Spirit, and to another gifts of healing by the one Spirit, and to another the working of powerful deeds, to another prophecy, to another the discernment of spirits, and to another various kinds of tongues, and to another, the interpretation of these tongues. All these are activated by one and the same Spirit, who allots to each one individually, just as the Spirit chooses. For just as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of the body, though many, are one body, so it is with Christ. For in the one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, Jews or Greeks, slaves or free, and we were all made to drink of the one Spirit. Our God is still speaking.
Thanks be to God.
Our gospel reading this morning comes to us from the 20th chapter of the Gospel according to John, where I will begin with the 19th verse. When it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, and the doors were locked where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said that, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." When he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." The word of God for the people of God.
Thank you, God.
We
change things just a little this morning. And if you look at your worship guide, it says that the pastoral prayer, and you're thinking, what happened to the sermon? What happened to the 20-minute sermon he was going to give on Pentecost Sunday? We're going to take care of that at the end. It'll make sense when you hear it. So as we come to prayer this morning, we call upon God. We call upon God to send us his Holy Spirit. We pray that the Holy Spirit may descend on the entire world and the world leaders as we pray for peace and an end to all conflict. We pray that the Holy Spirit descend on our country and our country's leaders, and in our local areas, as well as First Congregational Church, or wherever it is you go to church, that the Holy Spirit may be with all church leaders and ministers and entire congregations. We remember those prayers that are listed in our prayer requests, as well as those prayers that remain in the silence of our hearts, known only to us and to God. Please pray with me. Holy Spirit, Creator, in the beginning you moved over the waters. From your breath, all creation drew life. Without you, life turns to dust. Bring to mind where you have created life this week. For this we give you praise. Come, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, Counselor, by your inspiration, the prophets spoke and acted in faith. You clothed them in power to be bearers of your word. In the quiet of this moment, counsel us as to where we have lived out of our brokenness and caused harm to you, to ourselves, to others, to the earth. Holy Spirit, hear our prayers of quiet repentance. Holy Spirit, Sanctifier, you created us, children of God. You make us the living temple of your presence. You intercede within us with sighs too deep for words. We receive your forgiveness. Bring to mind ways to seek reconciliation in relationships that are strained or broken. Give us the strength and courage to follow through. Come, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, power. You came as fire to Jesus' disciples. You gave them voice before the rulers of this world. Bring to mind the name of one person to whom you are sending us this week, that we may share the words and actions that come from your fire and witness to the reality of Jesus Christ. Come, Holy Spirit. God of power, may the boldness of your Spirit transform us. May the gentleness of your Spirit lead us. And may the gifts of your Spirit equip us to serve and worship you now and always. Amen. My friends, just as everything given to Jesus comes from God, everything given to us comes from Jesus, the foremost human example for our faith. May we respond to that gift with joy, mindful of the ways God works in this church, in this community, and in this world. Our offering will now be received.
Oh.
may the power of the Holy Spirit transform us with the healing fire that unifies the world. Let the wind of that first Pentecost teach us of God's gracious grace, love, hope, and mystery. With tongues of flame, may we be marked for Christ. Amen. Please be seated. I'm coming down there. The pastor's being out on guard. What's he doing? Ah, he's doing this at the end. Now, the Holy Spirit moves us in all kinds of ways. Sometimes she calls us to try new things, put ourselves out there, or keep our hearts open to what we may be called to do. I am a firm believer that the Holy Spirit takes us and moves us and even shakes us as we go through our lives. We sometimes get settled where we are and even become complacent. And then I think that when we get to a certain age, change will stop affecting us. And God is full of surprises at every corner of our lives. The Holy Spirit has been at work once again, and for 4.5 years, and after 4.5 years, has called me to leave both First Congregational Church and Southwick Congregational Church. However, I'm not leaving till the end of August, so don't cry yet. Or don't rejoice yet, one or the other. I pledge to work with the leadership of both churches and to make the transition as smooth as possible. Daniel's known for some time. He's known since May 5th. We've had to keep things very quiet. Why are we talking to you today? We're talking to you today because where I'm going, they're saying my name out loud. And I can say it to you, just for the next hour, don't text anybody, though. All right, so I'm going to Wilbraham United. I'm going back where I came from. They've called me to be a settled pastor. The only reason why I'm going, only, it's one church, not two. It's one church. I'm 64. I didn't think I was going to change again. But that told me, like, surprise! You're going. I was like, okay. So it's with trepidation, and it's bittersweet. I get to only have one church, but it means I have to leave here in order to do that. And I'm sorry, I don't want to disappoint people or whatever, but I have to go where I'm called. I have to go where the Spirit takes me. I want us to think about, though, all the wonderful things that we've done together in the last 4.5 years. From opening Blessed Fives to giving away $15,000, if not more, over the last 3 years or so. Yeah, it'll be 3 years, I think, the anniversary of the thrift shop. Is it the third year or the fourth year? But we've been able to do that. We've been able to open our building and let the community come back in. When I first came, we were still mandated to wear masks in the city of Westfield anytime that we were inside a building. We've shaken off the dust and the cobwebs and everything else, and we've become a church that is alive. We've become a church again. Because you always were. I mean, good Lord, you've been here since 1679. So
but we've again been able to come in and let the Spirit work through us. That can't stop. It can't. It's not hedging, or it's not dependent on one person. It's not dependent on Paul Nesbitt. It's dependent on every single person gathered here. Wherever you are, whoever you are, and wherever you are in life's journey, you have work to do. The Holy Spirit works in all of us. As I said, I'll be here, I'll be around. We did this a little early. Normally, in the United Church of Christ, and David can vouch for this one, we don't say anything till I've signed. I haven't signed with them yet. Alan said, "You mean there's still time to change your mind?" I was like, "Well, I don't think so." But, you think I should. Thanks, Jackie. But not really. So I really can't at this point. But I'm here for transitions. I'm open to questions at this point. And we're going to leave some time next week when Southwick is here too, because we'll give you a week to process everything. And maybe you'll have a question at next Sunday. But if you have any questions now, I'm willing to talk, and then Daniel's going to speak with us as well. That's why we kind of moved everything to the beginning of the service. We didn't do the sermon then. I actually wanted, because I would have had to do this with you during the sermon, or do it twice. And I wanted time for questions. I wanted time to be able to speak with you. I didn't want to drop a bomb and run. I didn't want to do any of that at all. So I wanted to be able to be here to minister to you and, quite frankly, let you minister to me. So, it's okay. Any questions that I can answer that people are like right off the bat? Because I want this to be very open. From here on in, I can be open about it. I couldn't before. Anything? And Daniel has some things. He's going to answer. He's actually has some FAQs. Frequently asked questions. So we're going to turn, I'm going to turn this over, I'm going to turn my microphone off, and I'm going to sit and listen for a little bit. So that, Dan? Steve? Anybody else who wants to get up there?
Good morning.
Morning.
Sorry about having to speak about this. I've invited the executive committee to come up. We've known that for about a week. So let's get going. First of all, Reverend Paul, thank you for the last 4.5 years of service. We wish you God's blessings and every success for your new job. Please remember us fondly. No, that's coming. We're not kicking him out the door this morning. I have a quick prayer before we get going to the other stuff. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the time we have shared with Reverend Paul and the ways he has faithfully served our congregation. As he transitions to this next chapter, we pray for your peace and guidance over him and his family. Bless his new ministry, surround him with your love and protection, and refresh his spirit as he continues your work. Gracious and eternal God, you are the ultimate head of the church. We ask you that you send us a shepherd after your own heart, one who loves your word, demonstrates your compassion, and is equipped to feed and guide us. Prepare the heart of the new minister you are calling to us, so that when they arrive, both they and our congregation will be united in love and purpose. And finally, Father, in this season of change and uncertainty, help our church family to remain steadfast and united. Comfort any feelings of grief or loss, and fill us with a spirit of hope and holy anticipation. Keep your focus on our mission and help us be a welcoming community for our incoming minister. Amen. All right, so we will be sending these out to you in an email on Tuesday. First of all, the executive committee standing behind me is Steve Pierce of Budget, right? Carol Whalen of Personnel, Cindy LaPlante, the treasurer, the only person, and myself, the moderator, the only person missing today is Mark Weiner, who I believe is out camping, hopefully not getting too wet. They have I think you Americans call it an RV or a camper or something, so it's not in a tent. They have hope. As Paul said, he's resigning effective August 31st. He has to give us 90 days notice, but his last Sunday with us is August the 16th. So I request that until that time, you continue to use his services as you need. Nothing's going to change there. Will there be a farewell gathering? Most definitely. We have no idea about that. He's saying no, there won't, but of course there will be. We will keep you informed. Will our church continue to partner with Southwick at this point? Yes. That may be addressed in the future, but I believe keeping us together keeps us speedy, if that's the right word. What is our church doing to find a replacement for Reverend Paul? We will be looking for a temporary minister, and you'll hear the words bridge pastor or interim pastor, that's slightly different, or pulpit supply, which is just basically preaching on Sundays. We'll try to have that in place before he leaves on August the 16th, and we'll be forming a search committee soon. If you would like to serve, please tell one of us. You may or may not be chosen, though. And Terry Putnam, the moderator at Southwick, and myself, we have been in contact with the UCC folks. I think they call it the SNUCC, Southern New England Conference. And then there's the NACCC, which is the other affiliation we have. I've been in contact with them. We'll be working closely and drawing on their resources to help us through this transition. And finally, if you have any questions, please reach out to one of us. It doesn't have to be me or Reverend Paul. We will be, as I said, sending all this out in an email with contact stuff, so I know this is going to be pretty overwhelming. So hopefully it answers some initial questions. If you have any more, please talk to us. As Reverend Paul said, my philosophy on this is we're going to be open and communicate with you. Nothing is going to be hidden or done in smoky backfield rooms. So, once again, thank you, Reverend Paul. Thank you, everyone, for your patience. And we're in this together, and it's a time of transition, but we will succeed and come out stronger. So, thank you. Have a great Memorial Day weekend, even if it is raining. Coffee hour. We've got to send the people out to make coffee first.